Wow, that's cool stuff, man. So it was you, Brandon Duke, and Joe Goldberg, and you guys were all hanging out in Lauderdale around 07 making porno flicks.
I tell you something, Tom, it was incredible. It was really incredible. Cruise, there was a twin 550 horsepower motors, and I couldn't believe it. And they went into the, they had a GPS so we knew where we were. And then they shut the motors down. They shut the motors down and everything went silent. And then things started to happen. All of a sudden, the cocaine came out.
I don't think I agree with that, you know, boating and cocaine and all that, but I guess, but...
All I know is that it was registered out of Miami. I was still in Vermont. And took a trip down there, and the boys said, "You come down here to Miami, and I will make it. They will make it worth my while." And I had the money to do it. And look at that. I was, you know, I'm married, so I just stood by. But there was so much cocaine, I couldn't believe it. And with the boat that they had twin. Huge 150 horsepower motors, inboard, outboard, and they would shut the motors off, and we would just drift in the Caribbean, and those beautiful women would take off their tops, and we would make pictures of them, and it was tremendous amount of, it was pornography at its best.
Well, I gotta tell you, David, I mean, I'm not into the, you know, you guys making films and all that. I would have loved to have met up with you guys, you, Brandon Duke, Joe Goldberg, down there in Fort Lauderdale, and we all could have had a great big party there, in Fort Lauderdale. Over?
Yeah, I'll tell you something, Tom. It would have been nice to meet up with you. We had video recorders and everything. We had all kinds of the best technology when it comes to video recording, because these porno flicks, look at Al Akbar, I don't care what you say, when it comes to beautiful women, half-naked beautiful women on board a Sloop John B. type of thing, nobody can resist that. We made a lot of money in the porno industry.
Well, I always thought Miami was the bigger porn industry, but when you guys all got together, the who's who of, 313 and 275 guys, I guess a lot of that stuff moved to Fort Lauderdale around the Port Canaveral area there, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, I can't forget the particular fact that boat was spectacular.
$20,000 reward to me.
Hey, let me ask you, Brandon Duke... you know, the poor Schmo, he was hanging out with you guys in Lauderdale, and it wasn't much longer after that he got in that shootout with the police officer, the ham radio operator. Did he seem like a pretty stable guy, or did he seem like somebody would go off shooting caps at cops?
You know, I kind of, N1FM, W4BH3, I kind of think that Brandon Duke was a loose cannon. I kind of think that Brandon Duke, when I first heard him, and listen to him and everything, it seemed to me that Brandon Duke was, if anybody tried to make him go into another dimension, he would. And Brandon Duke was not a stable individual, and certain individuals took advantage of the fact that Brandon Duke was capable of just going off the wall. And when I saw Brandon Duke for the first time, I'm thinking that Brandon Duke could be persuaded to do stuff. And I think that particular individuals took advantage of Brandon Duke. The fact that he had a very unstable mental capability.
Well, let me ask you. You said you just stood by and watched in 2007 when you guys were all down there in Fort Lauderdale, in the Fort Lauderdale area. You, Brandon Duke, Joe Goldberg, but you all were together. Did Brandon Duke partake in those videos? Because he's kind of a young guy, you know. He was only in his 20s.
Brandon Duke was more interested in fondling his 9mm. Isn't that quite interesting? There was a beautiful blonde who was willing to go with Brandon Duke, and Brandon Duke was more interested in fondling his 9mm.
Yeah. It's a shame that kid's locked up for 55 years. I didn't know him that well. I talked to him once or twice, but sounds like you guys broke a lot of bread and had some good drink and food there, huh?
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff that cost a lot of money, but we made a lot of profit, and once the boat went out into the Caribbean, and those big Merc outboards, there were two 250 horsepower Mercury cruisers, and on this Bayliner, I think it was a Bayliner.
You want to film?
Sure. And they just shut the motors off, and we drifted, and they had a GPS, and all of a sudden they pulled out the cocaine, they pulled out all the stuff, and the women took off their tops, and then the video cameras started to run. But Brandon Duke, you know, he didn't like that stuff. He wanted to go back to the shore.
You know, when you were talking with Brandon Duke and hanging out with him in Fort Lauderdale in 2007, did he ever talk about doing harm to, like, me and Brian? I mean, he's in jail now, so it doesn't matter, but, you know, it's not like he can get to you or anything, but did he talk about doing harm to some of the people on the radio?
Don't answer that. Take the fifth.
Well, why would he take the fifth? He's not guilty of anything, is he?
Take the fifth? Why should I take the fifth? Brandon told me that he was really upset with Brian Crowe.
So he was in Fort Lauderdale, very upset with Brian. How about me? Did he mention me at all?
He thought that you were kind of an interesting individual, but he was more concerned about Brian Crowe than you.
So Brandon Duke told you in Fort Lauderdale in 2007 that he didn't like Brian, and did he talk about doing things to get him in trouble and stuff?
You know, I have to tell you, Tom, N1FM W4BHV, he mentioned to me that he thought that, he was kind of concerned about what was going to happen, but he didn't, you know, it was just a very short conversation. Then the beautiful blondes with their tops off, and the boat was sitting there dead in the water in the Caribbean. And then, you know what happened.
Well, I wish I could have been there with you guys. That sounds like that was a lot of fun. Minus the cocaine, of course, you know, but it sounds like you guys had a good time. And very interesting that you guys, the who's who of 275 and 313 at the time. You, Brandon Duke, Joe Goldberg.
Look, I've told you too much as it goes, but there was a lot of toot.
Well, actually, David, it's not that you told me too much. You told me just the right amount of information. I appreciate your honesty, David, and I will save this recording. Hey, I'll see you later. Gotta go.
There was a lot of toot.
How much that? K-4-1.
They had a Venezuelan connection, and they had a lot of toot. We would snort a whole bunch of cocaine, and then the women would be on board the ship.